A cold case mass extinction has authorities re-examining their leads and taking a closer look at the victims today. Hear why paleontologists now believe the dinosaurs were likely killed by someone they trusted. And later, from royalty to recluse, we'll sit down with a former prom king who is now living anonymously among the commoners. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical, the only daily news podcast to have roamed the earth before the caveman. We'll be evolving into some more news right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
66 million years ago, dinosaurs suddenly went extinct. Experts have theorized that a natural mass extinction event was the cause of death, but new evidence today has led scientists to determine that it was not a 6-mile-wide asteroid or a supervolcanic explosion that brought the species to an untimely end. Rather, a team of paleontologists at the University of California, Berkeley, have now determined that dinosaurs were most likely killed by someone they trusted. OPR Extinction correspondent Rebecca Neal joins me now with more. Rebecca, I for one always thought the big rock hitting Earth theory sounded a little too convenient.
Well, Leslie, you were right. It appears that there was no freak cataclysmic event to blame for the mysterious deaths of over 1,000 known dinosaur species. The fossil evidence discovered by the Berkeley scientists points to murder.
Oh, no.
I spoke with Dr. Janet Bauer, the lead researcher and a professor at the university. Here's what she told me.
Based on our findings, someone, we don't know who, spent at least 150 million years gaining the confidence of dinosaurs before abruptly betraying them and taking their lives near the end of the Cretaceous era.
Dr. Bauer, how could someone with such malicious intentions have kept up such a ruse for so long?
From what we already know about the dinosaurs' behaviors and relationship patterns, we can safely assume that they had an innately innocent and unsuspecting nature that this individual could exploit to get within easy striking distance.
Interesting. Reminds me of the Natalie Wood case. Hey, has anyone thought to question?
Yes, Robert Wagner and Christopher Walken both have pretty solid alibis, Leslie. So now paleontologists have turned their findings over to authorities who are now opening this eons-old cold case. I spoke with a representative from the FBI, George Griffin, who told me this.
Motive is pretty unclear at this point. It could have been a jilted lover or friend. However, fossils show no signs of a struggle, which rules out a crime of passion. This mass extinction was planned, and whoever planned it was someone methodical. A true psychopath. Most likely the first of its kind.
And are there any suspects?
All I can say right now is that we have some leads. There are plenty of fossilized footprints we're looking at and witnesses preserved in amber that have been proven helpful with forensics. But the crime scene, which is the entire planet, has been pretty contaminated over the last 66,000 millennia, so we're working with less evidence than we'd like to have.
Rebecca, what exactly are these leads Agent Griffin is talking about?
Well, I can't be certain, but an anonymous source within the FBI told me that the killer is most likely still out there. We've disguised my source's voice for their protection. Here's what they had to say.
All the dinosaurs died, but a specific type of animal survived the so-called mass extinction. Ever heard of birds, Ms. Watkins?
Birds? Wait, hold on. You think a bird killed the dinosaurs? Birds loved dinosaurs.
Shh. Keep your voice down. Birds are dinosaurs, and they're malicious little fuckers. Despite their size and penchant to fly into windows, birds are cunning and have been around for a long time. Long enough to have some friends in some pretty high places.
So you're saying that a bird or birds killed millions of dinosaurs and it's being covered up?
Think about it. Birds were low on the dinosaur totem pole. Now look at them. They're everywhere. For all we know, humanity could be next on their hit list. I've said too much. Go! Don't contact me again.
I knew it was the fucking birds!
No, you didn't, Leslie.
They were on my short list.
Anyway, if what my source says is true, this mass extinction event could go all the way to the top.
The top of what? Whoa!
Rebecca, we're from the Audubon Society. We're gonna need you to come with us and answer a few questions.
Hey! Leslie, do something!
I don't know who this lady is. She just started talking about crazy dinosaur conspiracy theories. I wasn't even alive in the Cretaceous period. I've got nothing to do with
this. Fuck you, Leslie!
Well, that was OPR's Rebecca Neal. May she rest in peace. We'll be right back.
Do you ever wonder how celebrities order food? Like, is Sarah Paulson a Diet Coke or a regular Coke girlie?
Some peasant Coke? No.
Or how does Sofia Vergara order a pizza?
No tomatoes. I cannot eat tomatoes.
Are you killed mushrooms?
Not really.
Okay. If these are the details you need, and I know you do, I have the podcast for you. I'm Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and on my podcast, Dinner's on Me, I take some notable friends of mine out to dinners in Los Angeles and New York City. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
That thing was delicious.
If a giant asteroid destroyed planet Earth and it all just suddenly came to an end, well, that would probably be a much bigger story than the rest of this news, and we'd probably cover it at the beginning of our episode where we talk about the stuff that's actually important. But luckily that didn't happen, so here's what else you need to know today. Some unsettling news today for members of the previous administration, as a new report out today has found that the majority of former Trump staffers have been unable to get a job in Washington, D.C. that pays more than $500,000. You make one little mistake in your life and you can kiss making seven figures goodbye. What a shame. There is, however, one former member of the Trump administration who's carving out a political future for herself. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is rumored to be gearing up for a run to become the governor of her home state and will be campaigning on the promise to protect the good people of Arkansas from any questions. And with the Super Bowl just days away, the NFL is taking some extra precautions ahead of the big game, announcing that they've already begun quarantining members of the Miami Dolphins and the Detroit Lions, just in case the Chiefs and Buccaneers are forced to drop out due to COVID. Smart plan. Never hurts to be prepared, so just in case I catch COVID before Sunday, I'd also like to take this opportunity to let my bookie know that I'll take the Dolphins and give me the points. And that's it for the topical today. I'm Leslie Price. The news doesn't stop just because there's been a mass extinction, so be sure to check out theonion.com for more on all the day's most fossilized stories. And if you enjoyed today's episode, why not sign up to become a member of the topical's Patreon, where for as little as $5 a month, you'll have access to all kinds of exclusive news content, like the name of the son of a bitch who offed the dodo. Lousy prick. And for just $10 a month, you'll receive an on-air shout-out during one of our episodes where I will personally thank you by name or by your mother's maiden name if you're trying to answer a security question. Today's shout-out goes to Salem Desmaris, Jonathan Barnes, and Travis Ryder. Salem, Jonathan, Travis. You're all I have left in this world, and if you leave me now, I won't know what to do. I might even hurt myself. So make sure you're signed up for February. And hey, upping your pledge to 25 bucks ain't gonna kill you, all right? So why not give it a try? And as for the rest of you freeloaders, go sign up to become a member of our Patreon now, and we'll see you tomorrow.